we continue, we're reading upon the scriptures, Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Says, now that I am referring to being, not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to be in this place, to worship you on this summer day in June. God, we thank you for each person here, for what they bring to worship, for all the good times and challenging moments of our life that make our journey what it is. And we thank you for being part of it and with us along the way. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. In Christ's name we pray, amen. So last week we started looking at Wesley's Rules of a Helper, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, and he had these different rules of being a helper that we're going to be looking at over this week and another week. Last week, we talked about leading diligently, and we looked at how, you know, Wesley just structured his life and didn't waste time and how he went about the business of leading. And so another rule of the helper can be summarized as lead positively. Lead positively. This is a way of leading and living is about our relationship with others. So not just about our personal life, but about how we live in relationship with others. And so positivity models optimism, assumes good intent, celebrates small wins, and creates environments where people feel valued. Leading positively, in other words, is going into different relationships and in looking at people and asking the question, how might we be people who look for the best in everyone? How might we be people who look for the best in everyone? Wesley encouraged his people to give others the benefit of the doubt. Wesley's general outlook on life was positive, whether dealing with people or the everyday hardships. He chose to be content and hopeful in all circumstances. And his commitment to see the best in every situation rose from his belief that a gracious God is at work, even in the small details of life. In the scripture from Philippians, the Apostle Paul is writing a letter to the church in Philippi from a Roman prison. Paul has found himself imprisoned for preaching the gospel, yet despite the circumstances, he writes to the Philippians about contentment and finding strength in Christ. He says, I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty, and in any and all circumstances, I've learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and being in need. He reflects on his own journey of being content in all circumstances, whether in abundance or in need. And then it goes to that powerful scripture, Philippians 4:13, that you sometimes see on Tim Tebow's cheek right here as he was playing football. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Pointing to Christ as the ultimate source of Paul's endurance and ability to navigate all circumstances. Paul didn't say that contentment came naturally. You'll see this on the back of your bulletin and the flip side. Paul didn't say contentment came naturally, but he said he learned it. That means contentment is a practice available to all of us, a way of choosing gratitude over comparison, focusing on what we have rather than what we lack, and finding peace in the life we're living, not just the life we wish we had. Like the Apostle Paul, John Wesley had plenty of reasons to give up. As he and other Methodist leaders were attacked and stoned and beaten, and yet they pressed on with faith, even when circumstances didn't support the optimism of the future. Leading with positivity, or positively, encourages a shift towards a mindset of contentment and trust in God's provision, offering a pathway to greater peace and fulfillment. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, living positively allows us to focus on what's possible, reframing obstacles as opportunities to learn and grow, inspiring others to do the same. Living positively is not a blind optimism, but an intentional mindset that transforms challenges into opportunities and setbacks into lessons. We see that within Paul's life. We have seen that in Wesley's life as well, that our circumstances do not dictate our inner peace and joy, but rather our resilience on God's strength that enables us to find our contentment. Wesley always viewed difficulties through the prism of God's grace and framed the difficulties in the light of eternity. What's that mean? That means that he sees it in God's grace and looks at it in the scheme of the bigger picture, the eternity of God, the larger story. He constantly chose a positive attitude as an expression of a grateful heart. And his peace in the midst of the middle of storms is the way that that grace overflowed in his life. Throughout Wesley's story, we see that he had what was called the Holy Club, brothers that he spent a lot of time with in study and prayer and service. Wesley tried to surround himself with people who shared the same spirit as he did, who sought to move in the same direction of a life of holiness. He was wise in selecting the people who he spent the most time with. He desired people who were around him that shared in what was called the same good humor as him, because he knew negativity is contagious. We remember last week, he said he didn't spend more time than needed in any particular conversation, that he always started with prayer and always ended with prayer and dedicated no more than 1 hour, because he thought any more time than that could lead to off-topic conversation and gossip that wasn't positive. But you see, at the same time, positivity is contagious as well. And that positivity can create a ripple effect of energy and commitment in others. Leadership isn't about just about strategy or execution. It's about the energy you bring when you lead people. John Wesley believed the best in others, and he communicated that by his words and his actions, the way he trusted others with significant responsibilities. He enabled and sent lay people to sustain ministry and movement that we participate in today. The Methodist Church is very much a lay-led church. It's not about the pastor, but it's about the people, you, and others who helped create and sustain the church that it is today, believing that ordinary people can do extraordinary things to make a difference in the world. You know, with season 4 of Ted Lasso coming out soon, there are many lessons that can be learned by the way in which Ted Lasso led and created a positive culture even in the midst of challenges. Now, I'm not endorsing the language that they use throughout the episodes, but the stories and the values can be transformed. At the heart of Ted's success is his understanding of a human nature and the power of a supportive environment where people feel valued, understood, and safe. Ted Lasso, his positivity is the cornerstone of his leadership. Despite facing ridicule as an American coach and an English soccer, his unwavering optimism rooted in growth mindset chipped away at the cynicism. And his iconic believe sign that he put up in the locker room was a daily reminder of faith in oneself and others. Ted's journey as a football coach in a new sport is a testimony to a growth mindset. He wasn't afraid to learn, ask questions, and adapt, encouraging a similar mindset in his team. Stephen Covey, in his book, Principle-Centered Leadership, says, assume the best in others. Assuming good faith produces good fruit. Some may let us down or take advantage of our trust, considering us naive or gullible. But most will come through simply because we believe in them. Don't bottleneck the many for fear of a few. Assume the best in others. Don't bottleneck the many for fear of a few. Friends, believing the best about people is essential to maximizing our potential in the world. Maximizing the potential of others is the surest way to improve the organization, our community, and the world as a whole. Positivity isn't just a personality trait, it's a choice that we make. It's about deciding to live and to lead with trust, optimism, gratitude, and resilience, even when we face challenges. Knowing that God loves you, and that God loves me, and that God is right there with us and gives us the strength and purpose at all times, as we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to be in this place. God, may you give us the courage. May you give us the attitude and the spirit that as we leave this place and enter into the world, whether we are in a moment of celebration or a moment of challenge, may we see the good that you are with us and that you empower us and give us the strength to transform our life and the lives of those around us. God, may we lead positively. May we live positively, looking for the best in others, in all that we say and all that we do. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.